Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star Is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. And this is a very special week for many because this is when we honor and give thanks. And this is something we should be doing every day. But this is the week that is symbolic to giving thanks. And so that's what the show is about. This Thanksgiving is going to be the bomb because you complete the sentence. For me, it's because I'm going to be spending time with family and friends and enjoying myself, eating, not overeating, but eating. So, you know, that's always fun to be around people that you love and love you. And if you don't have any family, if you have friends that you might consider family or even one friend, and even if they're not blood related, they can be family. So find somebody that loves you and you love them and get around them. Open your heart, somebody, to someone that has no one. And, you know, try to be a light for them and bless them any way that you possibly can. You know, and that's what I try to do. I'm just not saying it, okay? We have two fantabulous men on tonight that are extremely funny. And I met both of these. Well, actually, I met Mo Green at The Metric when Jackson was giving his comedy show, and God willing, he will start back up again because I miss it so much. Chris C. Snacks Clark, I met many years ago, and we reconnected. At, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, once he gets off his flight, he is able to connect and be on the show. So we're going to switch things up a little bit in the way that the show is going to go. So I just want to give a little bit background on this show in case you've never listened to this show before. We're reaching 13 countries, including the U.S., Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, and Malaysia, and Japan. Another one added on, Dominican Republic. So if you're listening overseas, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being a supporter of this show, Talk to Me. We have been doing this show for 12 years, over 400 guests, probably way, way more than that. I just never kept a track of how many people and who was on since the beginning. Over 200 episodes and over 10,000 in listenership. And again, that may be way more because it streams to different platforms. So thank you so much for listening in. I'm going to get right into the announcements before my first caller calls in. And I got to do the birthdays. And one person whose birthday is this month is Chris Clark, who's coming on this evening. Chisa Joy, King Mafioso, Josephine Villa, Jawan Crawley, Lachey Nicole, Debbie Bush Copper, Ivan Whitaker, Larry Sims, Sharnice Shabazz, Amari Daniel Bay, Candy Williams Davis, Michael Dunham, Linda Polk, Jennifer Armistead, Ricky Brown, Michelle Songbird Ash, Maasia Watson, Vanessa Frazier, Sandy Jenkins, Asante M. Robinson, Charlene Carmen Thompson, Kenny Humphrey, Carl Vanderpool Sr., Sheena Bailey, Jackie Wilson Abdallah, Nathan Humphrey, Gloria Bethia, Robert Drake. I've been on his radio show many years ago, the Terrible T connected me with. Patricia Bard Living, Anthony E. Brown. And there's so many more that's birthdays are this month, so I just want to say happy birthday to everyone whose birthday falls in this month, and some people I may have mentioned on the last episode. So, you know, check it out. See if your name was called out. And enjoy yourself. Enjoy you on this month. If you feel in your heart and God leads you to bless this show monetarily or otherwise, I mean, I can always use a new laptop, for real. But if you find it in your heart to bless me on this show or, you know, this program, please do so. The Cash App information is up there. PayPal information is up there. I have several ways that you can be a blessing to the show. Bookings, radio personality, radio, personal articles, business articles, commercials, music. You can book me as an MC to teach Diamonds in the Rough curriculum, to teach Running into the Light curriculum for survivors of abuse. I'm also a consultant. If you want to learn how to write a book, you can reach out to me. If you want to buy art, it's up on my website. If you would like to buy some books, they're up on my website. I have mostly children's books. So contact me if you want to order something, and I will get you that book. For it's going to be at a cheaper rate than if you go to that particular site and get it. So please reach out to me and let me know that's something that you might want to do. I want to send condolences to anyone who has lost someone since the last episode. So hopefully, you know, that's not you, but somewhere out there, someone has lost a loved one or a friend or somebody very close to them. So please, I just want you to know my heart goes out to you. I'm going to get into some scriptures because I got to do that. That's the basis of this show, is winning souls to Christ. So I got to do that. And I'm going to read some scriptures on giving thanks. Okay, so just had one of my guests reach out to me just now. So in any case, giving thanks. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And I have to remind myself definitely of this, do not be anxious for anything. That is something that I have to remind myself. Relax, chill out. You already talked to God about it. You asked him. He said, ask and he shall receive. Knock and the door shall be open. So chill out, Cherie. Sit back and just wait, you know, and that's something that I try to do. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is something that we should not just be doing because it's cluck, cluck, turkey day. We should be doing this, period. Every day we should be thanking God when we wake up, period, because that's another day to try to get it right. If you screwed up the day before, you hopefully can get it right when you open your eyes up that morning and try to work it out. And maybe, you know, they says joy comes in the morning. You know, I have bad days, and sometimes I have good days, wonderful days. Sometimes I have terrible days. You know, we're human. Luke 6:38 says, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And this is not just about talking about money. This isn't talking about ways of giving of yourself, your heart, your time. Showing love is a form of giving. Hugging somebody is a form of giving. Encouraging somebody and inspiring somebody is a way of giving. And that's what I try to do, and that's what I have done for the past 12 years on this broadcast in particular, is to try to encourage and inspire somebody. Because you don't never know. You know, somebody could be going through something serious and on the verge of suicide or hurting someone else. Maybe, just by chance, they might hear this show, and I'm hoping that it make their day a little bit brighter so that they won't do that. 1 Chronicles 29:13 says, and now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. Psalm 69:30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I love to sing. And one thing I know, I might sing a lot of stuff, but one thing I love singing is songs that give God praise. We all have our tastes, our likes, dislikes, but, you know, get into whatever gives you the inspiration to sing and to thank God. You know what I'm saying? That's it. It's simple. So I'm going to move on because I do see that my first caller has already called in and he's waiting on the line. And so I am going to read his bio after I do a quick song for about a minute.
Just a little song I wrote called I Got My Peace. Now let me see your hands if you got peace today.
There you go. That was Dorinda Clark Cole of the Clark Sisters, and it was called Thank You. Thank you. Just simple thank you. And I love that song. She is as sweet and precious and vibrant in person as she is singing this song right here. I'm going to plug my first caller in, and I am going to read his bio. Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, is this Mo?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you pretty good. Just hold on. Let me read your bio first.
Yep.
Hailing from Hartford, Connecticut, Mo Green is multifaceted. He has been performing stand-up comedy since January 2014. Mo has graced stages all over New England and the tri-state area, as well as Los Angeles and the Bay of California. From famous comedy clubs, The Laugh Factory, to Caroline's on Broadway, along with North Carolina, Montana, and Memphis. He was recently on the sixth season of Amazon Prime series, Comics Watching Comics. Mo was also recently on Brick TV's Laughaholics. He has had the fortune to share the stage with famous comedians A.J. Johnson from the movies Friday, I Got the Hookup, and the Players Club, Comedy King of New York. Talent, the comedian. Cool Herm, Howie Bell, just had Howie on. And the last comic,
nice.
Stranding, it says Stranding. I'm thinking it's saying meaning standing. Comedian, Nikki Carr. That's all right. We all make. Okay, that's okay. Nikki Carr, along with a bevy of others. Mo made it to semifinal round of Mohegan Sun Last Comic Standing Competition 2018 and was a finalist in New England's Funniest Comic Competition in 2021. He also was a quarterfinalist on Mohegan Sun Last Comic Standing in 2022. Mo has won more than 25 different local comedy contests throughout New England since 2018, 9 in the year 2022 alone. Hello, Mo Green.
that number has actually changed to 12 since then. So, since I gave you.
All right. Congratulations. Congratulations.
I'll be taking them fools' money, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's like, why you be taking all them young comics money? I'm like, listen, until I get on, I got to hustle just like everybody else, you know?
That's right. That's right. And they learning from you.
Exactly.
They learning from
yeah.
you. But is there a difference from doing comedy, you know, in the northern states than in the southern states? Is there any difference?
I wouldn't say. I'm pretty unique as far as my style. I think you may have to change like a couple of slang words. You know, like up north, if we try to emphasize something, we say mad. That's mad crazy. That's mad dope.
Right.
Down
right.
Now, west, they say hella. So it's little
Who?
Things like that. Hella. H-E-L-L. H-E-L-L-A.
Oh.
Hella. That's hella nice.
Okay.
That's
hella,
hella crazy. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay, got it.
Whereas up north,
yeah.
up north, you might say, yo, I like them joints. J-O-I-N-T. Like, you know, like I like those things. I like those joints. Like in Memphis, they say junt, J-U-N-T. Or in Philly, they say John. So it's just different levels of slang. Like I said, I bring high energy pretty much wherever I go. So I don't really
right.
change up my delivery. I just may change up my slang. And I know some places are more pro-Trump. Some places are more pro-Biden. So depending on those situations, I have jokes that appease to both sides.
Right.
But, I don't
right.
know. For me personally, I really haven't seen much of a difference. If you're authentic and who you are, you could pretty much be yourself, regardless of where you
okay.
go in the United States. It's just a matter of knowing the language. Hmm?
Yes, knowing the language, that's important. Mm-hmm. So, language is for you is definitely making you successful in doing comedy. What else makes you successful in doing your comedy? Because I know I saw you, and you were doing impressions
I do impressions. I do. The funny thing is, I've been an impressionist since I was a little kid. I've always done different voices. I got that from my mother and my grandmother, because whenever they would tell stories, you know, if they describe somebody, they would always do their voice. So I think I got that from them. But when I started comedy, I knew and I still know the importance of being a joke writer. So I didn't want to fall into the it can become a crutch if you lean only on impersonation skills. And you see that a lot of famous comedians, they're very successful, but sometimes it doesn't, you know, it only goes but so far. Like, there's a great comedian named Frank Caliendo. And he had a great impression show, and it was awesome. But after a while, I was like, okay, let's see the jokes. And I see him do stand-up, the same thing. You know, once you get through your impressions, like, where's your jokes? So I say, I have to say this. I didn't really start doing my impressions until maybe like about 4 or 5 years ago, once I got comfortable with an actual act. But I think what makes me successful, and I don't really think I'm successful like that. Not yet. Because I ain't taking care of all the bills yet. Once I'm taking care of all the bills, that's when I feel like I'm a success. But I think what has given me a level of success is just that I have a wide variety of skills, whether it's singing, it's poetry, I can do topical, I can go clean, I can go dirty, I can do parody songs. You know, I feel like I bring a lot to the table, you know?
Okay, got you. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's brought you on the stage with a lot of, you know, famous people and legends. I mean, A.J. Johnson, you know, talent, everybody know talent. And Nikki Carr, you know, Howie Bell, you know, what's it like being on the stage, you know, backstage with these guys and, you know, females or just hanging out with them? What's that like?
It's just cool, man. Listen, they're all different personalities. You know, some they'll chop it up with you and they'll talk to you the whole time and try to school you. Some just kind of prefer to be in their own zone if they don't know you. Like a lot of comedians that they've been doing it 25, 30 years. You know, they've seen a whole bunch of comedians come and go. So, you know, a lot of them can be kind of apprehensive, like, is he going to try to get something from me? Does he think I'm going to help him out and stuff like that? And a lot of them, they may not be exactly where they want to be in their career. So you got to kind of pick and choose how you deal with these individuals. But for the most part, it's just been a positive experience, man, just being around those great legends. Even if they don't talk to you, just watching them on stage, there's so much that you can, like, soak up and just learn, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying take their jokes, but like see the things that they work, see how it works, and how can you apply some of their concepts to your act so you can improve, you know?
Right. Because you said something earlier about being authentic, and mm-hmm. that's what it's about, because people can give you advice all day, but it's something in your gut that tells you that's not a good idea for me.
Right.
Do you learn to listen to what it is that your voice, inner voice, is telling you, you know, what, ultimately?
Oh yeah, definitely. Even beyond comedy, man. I've always told myself, like, if you're about to do something or say something, and you feel that you don't necessarily have to say or do it, and you feel uncomfortable, like something bad might happen, or you know, it might go the wrong way, or it might not work. Just don't do it.
Right.
Because the worst case is, nothing happens. But if you do it and listen to that inner spirit or whatever you want to call it, and then something goes wrong, inside your mind, like, listen, I told you not to do that. So as far as my comedy and my jokes, I got controversial jokes. Like, I got jokes about big girls, and I got jokes about people in LGBTQ and things of that nature. But if it's like one person LGBTQ in the audience, and she looks a certain way or whatever, and I got my jokes or whatever, and if I feel like me saying it to her make her feel embarrassed and may make the people around her feel kind of funny or whatever, then I just won't say it. Or if it's a big girl or something like that, and she's not really having a good time and I got my big girl jokes, it may work, but I'm not going to say it because I'm not in this business to make people feel bad. I'm in this business to make people happy. And if you can laugh with yourself, I can laugh with you. You know what I'm saying? And if I can help you laugh,
and that's it.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes. Right. And some people can't take a joke. themselves. They can laugh at everybody else, but they cannot take it when the joke is directed towards them. See, me, I don't care. Even Jackson know I've been to, I maybe missed one show he did when he started the comedy back up.
A lot
of comedians have you know, ragged me and, you know,
I with you,
said all kinds of stuff, and it's funny as hell.
I remember the joke, too. I was talking about Jim Jones, and you thought I was talking about the cult leader that made everybody drink the Kool-Aid. But I was actually talking about the rapper from the group Dipset. And I explained that to you in a funny way. I gotta explain to the old school. We ain't talking about the dude with the shades from the 70s that made everybody drink the Kool-Aid. We're talking about the one with the ratchet mother, Mama Jones. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about So, yeah.
Yes, it's true. And you are just too cute. You up there, and you know, you have that face that is inviting. So that helps, you know. And you know, but what does it really take to win? Because you've won a lot of competitions. Like, this is a lot.
This is because I know my material. I think I know I'm not the funniest comedian in Connecticut. I know I'm not the best comedian in Connecticut. But my background is poetry. I used to be a spoken word poet, and I was a slam poet for about six years.
I don't know if
you remember Arnell Johnson, but he used to run a room on Wednesdays back in like the late 2010s called Poets Realm. So I learned a lot. Oh, yeah, I was there heavy. And my style was very, very rapid fire, very aggressive, and there was a lot of stage presence. So I tell a lot of these comics, you know, what I lack in punchlines and bona fide fun. I think I'm funny, but I know I can be funnier. But what I lack in like punchline is I bring a stage and a stage presence and a power and an energy, and I know my material.
Okay.
I don't have to look at my notes. I don't have to look down. I don't have to pause and think about what I want to do. I know exactly what I'm going to do when I get on that stage. I feel like I'm very, very, very well prepared. And so I think that's one of the reasons between being well prepared, having that poetry background, which gives me that intense stage presence. I think those are a couple of the main reasons why I'm so successful and winning the smaller contests, you know? I haven't won the big ones yet. One day I will, you know?
One day you will. And, you know, this is just a training ground for, you know, all the contests you've already won. And you said something critical. So people that are listening, preparation. And this is what I tell people all the time, and they ask me, they think that what I'm doing as far as with this radio show, I'm not even syndicated. I'm not, you know, on WBLS or anything like that, but I'm consistent.
Right.
Okay, and I prepare as much as I possibly can for the show, even though I've done it so many times, it's like second nature, but it's only because I have prepared since I started 12 years ago.
Right.
You know,
right,
so
right.
It's like I want to know about who's coming on. You know, you got to set up the artist. You got to set up the time. You got to see when people are available. It's a lot of stuff. You got to prepare the song, download them, tweak them. It's everything.
You stayed on me. We planned this about a couple of months ago, and you stayed consistent.
Yes.
You stayed on me the whole time. I tried to give you my business phone number, but that didn't work out.
I was like, what? I said, I know this nigga ain't giving me the wrong number.
Real connection number, you know, but I was like, let me try to use the Google number for my business calls, but I forgot it was so many creditors that was attached to that. So when you were texting me and I ain't recognized the area code, I was like, oh, this is another creditor. They got to realize I'm not going to get no money today. They ain't going to get paid until I get famous, man. So they need to stop calling me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Excuse me, hold on. Could you please talk to my manager?
Exactly. All right, hold on. This is more greed.
Okay. I haven't called my mama because if they call my mama, she'll cut them out.
But no, we worked it out.
Call my mama.
You was patient with me, and
yes.
We worked it out, and here we are right now. You know what I'm saying? So, and I've heard good things about you. I've heard good things about your radio program, too, so this is going to be a good credit for me.
Thank you.
This is going on the bio. This is going right.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. And so do you believe, we have a couple minutes left, do you believe, you know, there's something that you have accomplished even if you was to lose? And what is that?
You know, you said, do I believe there's something I can accomplish? Explain the question again. Say it again.
Okay. You won a lot. But do you find that you have gained something even if you lose?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. There's been competitions that I lost, like at when I lost, when I made the semifinals at the Mohegan a couple of years back. One of the main bookers that was there, he saw me. And even though I didn't advance in the contest, he started booking me for, like, a lot of shows outside of the casino. So a lot of times you can perform well and do well on these different competitions. And even if you don't win, there are other people, other comedians and other bookers that are there that are watching that may like your brand of comedy. And you might not get booked in Connecticut, but you might get booked upstate. You might get booked out west. So that's why it's always good, regardless of you win or you lose. Even if you had an open mic, I always tell these cats, you know, even if you're going to practice for you got 5 minutes, you're going to practice for 2 minutes to kind of just kind of blow it off for 2 minutes. You experiment. But still give them a good, strong, really strong 3 minutes to show that I'm not no bum. That first half was me working out. That second half was me showing you what I know how to do. Because you never know who's in that audience watching you. You never know who's watching you, who could put money in your pocket and change your life. And that's why I tell all these comics, like, yo, it's a serious business. Like, if you're really trying to do this for real, like I said, you don't got to be perfect that whole 5 minutes. But at least show, like, 2 minutes what you know how to do for a little bit. Because you don't know who's in that audience, you know?
And you know what, Mo? You are right. Because it brings to mind, I've sang with McDonald's Gospel Choir for like 10 years and started doing competitions with them. And I remember I almost blacked out. Like, everything just left me. Like, right when I was on the stage and Mr. Farrell was like, go, Cherie, go. And I was so terrified. And, you know, I won first runner-up. And then a couple years later, I won first runner-up. And I was so angry at myself, because I was like, what am I doing wrong? And then my mother was outside talking to this guy we can do with red hair, you know, like from the movie kind of thing. So then she was like, oh, he's a manager. He has a record company in Brooklyn. And I was like, okay. So he was like, I want to be your manager. And I went everywhere with this man. So, you know,
That wasn't big. That wasn't Big Red from the Five Heartbeats, was it?
It looked like it.
We said, my office hours are from 8 to 5. You got that?
It looked like it. I started calling him Red. Okay, that fool stole my money. I ain't never get a dime, but I sure got experience.
Hey, that was Big Red for the Five Heartbeats. You saw him the Five Heartbeats after he had that woman, whatever her name is, I forget, she's a famous actress, but after he had her husband killed, and he gonna try to go into the funeral and try to pull her. He's gonna try to bag her. He said, I know you don't want to be involved, but if you ever need some show, he's like, fix your hands off me. You ought to be a slave. Get out of the church right now.
Exactly, you know. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I'm sitting there kind of misty.
I think that was Diane Carroll.
I think it was. But I like
cold,
the part
where they... You got to be cold-blooded to have the woman husband killed, and then you go to church, pay for the funeral, and then try to get the wife in the front. Wow.
Yeah, he had balls. He had balls in that movie, for real, though. That was crazy. I was going to say something else, but we're running out of time. So I want to know from you, what this Thanksgiving is going to be the bomb for you, because how would you feel that sentence?
This Thanksgiving is going to be bomb, you know what? Because my family going to be around. It's going to be cool to see just friends and family just coming together, watching football. Like, we all got busy lives and schedules, and we all running around and things of that nature, seeing all my nephews and things of that nature grow up, and just seeing extended family that usually too busy for each other in regular life, but to just see us all come together and see how everybody's doing, that's why it's going to be the bomb, just to see family just having a good time.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. And one more thing.
Yes.
Would you mind doing an impression for us? Just something quick and short, because I know you got to do your show soon.
All right, so this is my, okay, I'm going to give you a little Cat Williams real quick. Cat Williams. Now,
okay.
Now, I know you were wishing that Cat Williams was on the phone right now, and unfortunately, we could not afford Cat Williams' budget, so we had to give it up Mo Green budget. Apparently, everybody needs Mo Green, but they're not giving Mo enough green. That is why we have Mo Green and Cat Williams speaking to every one of you Negroes tonight. I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry New Year and all those things in between. And if you meet her and you don't know her name, use a condom. And if you don't use a condom, don't tell them you're real alien.
Oh, my goodness. Merry New Year. Yeah, that's something he would definitely say. Oh,
I
my
need to
goodness,
give a,
you
I
are
need to get a little bit dirty.
So good.
I mean to get a little bit. I didn't mean to get a little bit dirty, but you said the N word, so you know I had to throw a little sex joke in there real quick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I say keep it as clean as we possibly can, and I know
right.
We don't say the N word, but it just seemed appropriate.
Yeah, you said it. I was like, oh, gee, touch. You was reading Ephesians and Ezekiel in the beginning, Ephesians and Ezekiel. You pick up the phone 5 minutes in. Nigga, talk to all about your stuff, nigga. I'm like, oh, Miss Pastor. I know God created everything, so he created all the bad words, but he told us not to eat from the tree of good and knowledge. That means that we can't be saying them bad words. He created the words. We can't say anything.
God's still working on my mouth. I'm telling you, I'm a lyricist too, and a poet.
Okay.
So it's like you know, he got to really take a hold of my mouth because you know it's come from my heart. And one thing, I keep it real. I'm not trying to be nobody else but Sheree Humphrey. So
hey,
that's
no
one thing you're gonna get with me is the truth.
I'm not judging you at all. I love it. Yeah, I ain't judge you at all. Trust me. You heard my act. You know I'm dirty. I can clean up, though. I can be clean, though. You know what I'm saying? But you know I'm dirty. I'm filthy. I'm like Bob
Saget.
And
you got that baby face, so it's like we don't expect that when you're talking.
It's all in fun. I know how to switch it up.
Yes. All in fun. But thank you so much. I wanted you to tell people quickly, how can they – be a part of your show? You do a show on the radio, or do you do a live show on Mondays?
Every Monday I do an open mic at Bloomfield Village Pizza. It's at Bloomfield Village Pizza. I can't think of the address off my head, but you Google it. Bloomfield Village Pizza, Bloomfield, Connecticut, it'll pop up. So I do an open mic. That's the consistent thing that I do. And I have a YouTube channel that I would like you all to follow. It's Comedian Mo Green, M-O-G-R-E-E-N, on YouTube. Trying to get my followers up so I can monetize that. As a matter of fact, I'm Comedian Mo Green on all platforms. But the main one I'm trying to get up, I'm trying to get that YouTube up, because once you get 1,000 subs, you can monetize it, you can make some money off of it, and I can stop working for the man and work for me. You feel me?
That's right. That's the goal. All right.
And if listen, audience members, if there's donations, if Miss Sherry got a donation button or anything like that, please support this woman. You know what I'm saying? Because we need the support of the people to keep these things going, so we don't have to go to the quote-unquote regular 9-to-5s, and we can be of service to the people full-time without having to worry about being fired for somebody that's not as talented as we are and not as good-looking as we are.
Okay. No, that's right.
So donate. Like Umar Johnson said, run them
Thank
donations.
You.
Run them donations. Run them donations.
Yes, it would be a total blessing. And thank you
That's
so
right.
much for taking out your time when I know you got your own show to do tonight. So I truly
right,
appreciate
right.
it. And you have a blessed Thanksgiving and a
you
happy
too.
Holiday for whatever
I
you glad. Celebrate. All right?
And I would love
All
to
right.
do it again. This was fun. I would love to do it again.
All
you
right.
know, if you want me to do more time, I could do more time as well. Yeah.
And connect with me, yes, next year, because I'm already booking up until the 9th of January. So connect
okay.
with me
okay.
because we got all of next year, okay?
Yeah, 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 for sure, because I would love to go longer with you. You know, I definitely would love to.
Okay. Okay.
All right, then.
Wonderful.
You
wonderful.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
No problem.
There you have it, everyone. That was comedian Mo Green. You know, you got to catch this fella. He's moving his way up, and he is truly a very nice guy, very handsome, and just genuine. And support him. Go to his website. If you're in Bloomfield or Hartford, check him out. Go to one of his shows Mondays and reach out to him. And I'm sure he can get you more information on where that is. I'm going to play a little bit of music. And I'm going to go with Just Us by Frankie Beverly and Maze. Frankie Beverly and Maze, Just Us. I want to thank everybody for tuning back in. You are listening to Talk to Me Radio by Cherie Humphrey, and we just had interviewed Mo Green, who is a comedian. I just want to give the announcements again about the donations. If you'd like to do that, go to the show page. The information is up there for Cash App and PayPal. And if you send anything monetary, I prefer Cash App. Moving on, the 5th of December is Diamonds in the Rough anniversary. It will be 21 years since God put the seed in me and spoke to my heart, gave me that unction to begin this particular ministry in the arts. And like I said in the beginning, it was definitely working with children. I did a play that was strictly with kids called Blind Old Lady with a Cane, that was, you know, done at Union Baptist Church. The first one coming out the gate, and also creating Diamond in the Rough curriculum for the youth of all ages, 8 years old all the way up to young adults. I have a master's in education, certified several times in various different things. And so this is a curriculum I came up with to give the children a basis, a foundation of basic Bible principles, along with pushing them to create in the arts, whether that is through art, fine art, whether that's through creating a book, whether that is through acting, and different forms of art. That was the original how Diamonds in the Rough started. So these were things I was already doing, but I just put it together, you know, the way, you know, God unctioned me to do it and led me to do it. So we'll be celebrating 21 years. The show will be on the 5th, I believe, of December. So tune in. There are two more shows before the end of the year, closing out 2022. So far, the winners of this year for the most listens who promoted themselves along with me promoting them was King Mafioso and Tony Bird. No one has reached the numbers that they have pushed to have on this particular broadcast that they did, and I think it was back in June. So that's what I like. You got to promote yourself too. You know, it's not just me promoting you. You know, you got to let people know what the show is. Pass the link along. Tell them to listen in, because you don't want to give your information and you don't have your people listening. You know, so you want to do that when you're coming on. I also would like to read Romans 10, 9 through 11, because we have a couple of more minutes before Chris Clark calls in. He is getting off a plane, and once he finishes doing all of that, he'll be calling in. Excuse me. In the New Living Translation, that's the book that I like to use. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's no doubt about it. It says you will be saved. And I just want to, you know, talk a little bit real quick, because I was under the notion that once you got saved, that was it. You didn't have to get saved again. But you can rededicate yourself if you know that, you know, you feel in your heart that you have not done your best and that you maybe slid a little bit to the side or whatever it may be. You can always rededicate yourself. Because you are his child. He say he's married to the backslider. So, you know, take your first step. You know, take yourself first step. It's easy. There's nothing to it. But it's not like your whole world is going to turn 100 overnight. You know, this is something you got to work at it. And I'm going to be honest, this walk has not been easy for me. I have come through so much mess that it has taken years, and it's still taking some years for some things to be cleared up. You see what Mo Green said, you know, I know my mouth can be very reckless at times, you know, because I'm not out here fighting in no street no more. That's not something I want to do. I'm 50-something years old. I have a back condition. Those days are done. I just want to love, have peace. Enjoyment. I want my freedom. I want to be wealthy in every area of my life and whole in every area of my life. And I'm not just talking about money, you know, but I'm not going to get in. I'm going to finish reading this. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. You are justified through his blood. You know what I'm saying? That was the whole point of him shedding his blood. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Okay, openly declaring it. That means it's coming out of your mouth. Somebody besides yourself is hearing this. Okay? So it could be someone, I mean, my two little nieces a few years back got saved in the bedroom with me. They openly declared. One was 3 years old. So it ain't got to be no particular age. She understood enough that she wanted to do it and she wanted to say it and she wanted to do that with her sister. So they openly declared it and I was there to listen and witness it. You know, so you can openly declare it in front of your family this week. You can openly declare it in front of your minister, pastor, somebody. You know, I'm not no pastor. So Mo Green, I need to clear that up. No, people stop putting that label on me. I am not a pastor, okay? In any case, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Anyone, they may laugh at you, call your names, you know, like the movie Carrie. They may do all kind of stuff to you because you claim that you and you know in your heart that you are Christian and you love the Lord. You love the Lord. You're going to need some help doing this walk. I know I needed help, and I still do. You know, I don't claim to know everything. You know what I'm saying? So anyone who trusts in him. So you can do that this week. You can get on the good foot. Like I said, start off the new year on the right foot. And if you don't understand some things, reach out to somebody. You know, find a good covering, a good church home that you can, you know, grow in and be planted and be pushed to be your best. Not what other people want you to be, but to be your best. So in any case, I'm going to stop right there. Try to read my past guests. But I'm going to do that after my second caller calls in. Right now I'm going to go to a very quick music break, and then I'm going to read his bio, and hopefully he'll be on by then. Okay, I'm going to read Proud of Me, and that is by Angie Stone. I'm going to play Proud of Me.
I'm proud of me, proud of me, proud of me, proud of me.
I've been through dark nights when all I did was cry. Made the best decision of my life when I said goodbye. Goodbye, baby. Together.
Sheree Humphrey of Talk to Me Radio. You are listening in. This is the Thanksgiving show. I am going to start reading the bio of my next guest who has patiently waiting and taking out the time to be a part of this show. And the topic for today is this Thanksgiving is going to be the bomb because. So think about that. In any case, Chris C. Snacks Clark The high energetic style comic with a vivid imagination, comedian Clark has cemented himself as one of the most enjoyable acts working today. His first national TV appearance was on the 2013 revamped Comic View, hosted by Samore. He now tours the country with veteran comedian Bob Schneider. Besides stand-up, Chris has a very popular YouTube channel where he's known as Sea Snacks, tasting food / snacks from the front seat of his car. He has attracted over 40 million views on his channel. His hilarious and unique way of explaining the way different snacks taste landed him a national fast food commercial for Checkers and Rally, and also an hour special on the cooking channel called Baby Got Snack, and was a food critic judge on the Beat Bobby Flay show. And I'm going to click him in right now. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hello, hi,
how you doing, Chris?
What's happening?
Not much. You good over there where you at?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm in Nevada. I'm in Vegas. I reside in
okay.
Vegas now.
Okay, mm-hmm. wonderful, because you're originally from Connecticut, if people don't know. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yep, Bridgeport. I'm a Bridgeport ninja.
Yeah, so let me take this juice real quick, because my voice is starting to get a little scratchy. Excuse me. So, in any case, you are touring right now the country with Rob Schneider, am I correct?
Yeah. Well, not with Rob right now. I also, probably looked out in the bio, I also tour with the YouTube and social media controversy, the Hodge Twins. They're political comics. They do political comedy, and they be stirring up some madness. They crazy,
right?
But yeah, I tour with them, and I'm on tour with them till the end of December, and then
right,
we chilling.
Okay,
bro,
so
chilling.
Has it I'm reached up here?
What's that?
Has it reached up to New England yet? Where you're
actually,
at now?
In December,
as far as the tour.
We're gonna be at the Funny Bone. I gotta look at my calendar with the. But yeah, we're gonna be at the Funny Bone. Let me check it out. Let me see. Yeah, December 11th at the Manchester Funny
okay.
Bone. Yeah.
Wow. All right then. Now this is very interesting, because this is stuff that I didn't know about you until I was reading your bio, because I met you many years ago, and then I saw you for my birthday, I think it was either last year or the year before, down here at the Stress Factory with my friends. Me and my girlfriend, we were there, and you know, we took a couple pictures with you. And it's like we kept running into each other, and I kept trying to get you on the show, but it never seemed to work out. So,
yeah.
You know, this is great that it's finally working out.
Right. But, we're here.
Yes. And in any case, I just wanted to find out from you, because you eat food on social media, you taste stuff, you do it in the car, put it up on social media. What sets you apart? Because there's so many people out there eating. So what successful?
What makes me special, and I notice a lot of people are doing it, because I'm just crazy hyper anyways, without any cocaine. Without any cocaine, I'm crazy hyper, so I make it... I just make it comical, because I'm a silly dude anyway. So I go if it's real good, I you'll know. I got these levels I do with tasting my food. It goes from 1 to 5. You know, I rate it 1 to 5, or after 5 is banging. So
okay,
I only taste what I know that's gonna be good. Like I don't, it don't make no sense just. And I ain't really them stock value cats, you know, cats that taste like worms and spiders and crickets and shit like
right.
that. I just don't. I wouldn't want to eat it, so I'm not gonna. It's like I'm recommending you in my crazy energetic way for something, so I'm not gonna recommend some shit that I won't eat, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
and I don't do the trendy stuff. Yeah.
You just being you.
I'm just being me. I'm going to buy it because I'm like, ooh, look at this. Or sometimes I do my research on when, you know, like mad candy companies or cereal companies, whatnot, stuff that I eat, when they're going to drop something new.
Right.
I don't do it because of it's trending. Everybody's doing it. I'm like, I'm just doing it because I want to. And if you rock with me, you rock with me, you know? Yeah.
Yes. And I'm definitely going to look it up and see and so I can view a couple of your taste testings. You know, I eat, but, you know, since my diabetes, I try certain things I can't have anymore. So eating isn't that much fun.
mm-hmm.
Like it used to
man.
Be.
I switched up. Yep, I switched up my diet as well. So I'm going to revamp my whole channel. I'm going to revamp it, changing the time, everything. I'm just revamping because I changed my diet. You can't be doing it.
Okay.
Be, especially when you're in your 40s, man. You shit don't digest it like that no more. So
no, it don't. I'm in my 50s, so it's like you got to get used to a whole new body and how it's reacting to different foods that you used to love and just, and, you know, you can eat anything back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
You can't do that the older you get.
Can't
you
do
know?
It.
So how does your family feel about your success? And do they ever tell you what they, you know, what do they suggest what they want you to eat?
Yeah. My whole family, you know, it's crazy. They watch it. And if whatever they like, they'll send the link and just put a comment, you know. they'll send the link that they seen it and then put a comment like, you crazy. How is this? Like, you know. Like my mother loves it. My mother loves it. So, you know, I do it clean too. I don't curse. I do it clean. So the whole family, like, yo,
that's
so
good.
Much people like put my videos on and the kids just watch it while they go cook and clean. And I didn't know I was that entertainment, man. I didn't do it for the kids. Not really for the kids, but I just, you know, I just don't curse because it could, you know, the content could go farther. When you don't curse.
Absolutely. Yes, I get it. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And so are you married? I mean, because the way your heart is definitely seems to be food. through your stomach first.
Huh? Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said, are you married? Because it seems like the way to your heart is through your stomach eating.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I'm engaged. I'm engaged, but I'm not married. I'm not married yet. You might as well say we.
Okay.
You might as well say that. Yeah.
Congratulations! I didn't know that. So she know how to cook then.
Yeah,
okay.
She can cook.
See,
she can cook.
You young girl.
I changed her diet. I changed her diet.
Huh?
The way I.
Oh,
eat,
you
changed
her
diet. Yeah, I changed her diet.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, we
and
just
that's a blessing.
No red meat. Yeah. It is, man. Like, it's you got to switch it up. You can't be. Our car's like engines, man. After a while, you got to switch up that. You can't be using that dirty oil. You got to switch it up into some synthetic or something.
Yeah, speaking of dirty
oil.
I don't know if anybody in your family used to do this, but I know my great-grandmother, my grandmother used to do this. They used to take the oil that they fried the chicken with, put it in a big old Crisco thing. Yes.
That is not healthy. That is not healthy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and I'm saying to myself, I used to look at this oil when I was young and look in there, and I used to be like, why is she keeping this? I just didn't understand, and it seemed like the oil got darker and darker.
And darker and darker, yeah. And you know what? Oil is dirt cheap. Why are you keeping it?
Yes.
It's cheap.
This is the old school. This is what they did. You know what I'm saying? Because they cooked the dinner for church on Saturday. They didn't cook it on Sunday. It was the night before so it could be ready when you get home from church.
Right. Why? People like, yo, why my turkey tastes like lamb? Like, yo, what is this lamb turkey?
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I have a pet peeve about it. And I even had to ask my girlfriend, I used this oil once, and I put it in a plastic container. Should I throw this out? Because I'm saying to myself, you know, I used it only one time, but I'm like, you know what? It's going to have to go. I can't. I really can't. I don't like frying a lot of stuff anyway. But getting back to you. Mm-hmm. And this Checkers and Rally commercial, and I'm sure you've done some other stuff. What is the difference for you from being on the stage doing comedy and being in a commercial?
It's a big difference. Because it's a bunch of cameras and a bunch of people just looking at you, and they're not giving no reaction. And especially when you in stand up, that reaction changes everything. Especially you're nervous and you ain't getting no reaction. Oh man, your anxiety kick in on 10. Your heart rate go up. You start sweating. It's a big difference. So the commercial, it's like me being I kind of don't like, especially when you. I mean, it's just what it is. There's no stopping it, especially with commercials and film. You know, you got to take multiple takes. And after, the fifth one of you saying something funny, it don't become funny to you no more, and you get aggravated. To me, I be getting aggravated. I'm like, oh, God. And it's just, it don't come off. It don't seem funny no more. So, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem, you know, it doesn't seem like what you said. When you're doing stand-up, you flowing with your jokes. They, you know, the crowd pretty much, especially when you got a solid set and you know the set, they react the same way. And you know when they're gonna go low, But with this, it's just nobody can laugh, nobody can make a sound on the set. So
It was hot. See, that's the thing. When you're under all of those lights, even on the stage, you could be burning up. It's like, yo, can somebody come up with some new lights that got AC in them?
For real.
Ridiculous.
Give me some halogen. I like when they use them halogen, like certain lights, you know. I guess a lot of the you know, film company, you know, the producing company, they, how can I say, they up on it now because they know it's been a complaint for actors and whatnot for years. So I'm sure they switched up. But that was a while ago. Yeah. I did that. I did that in 2017 sometime.
Okay.
And, that Beat Bobby, all that year, like 2017, 2018, I was on a roll. Beat Bobby Flay almost had her own TV show, me and Dane Drops. I don't know if you know who he is.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want my sister, she can cook good. That's what she do. She love it. I don't like cooking. I cook because I got to. So I don't watch no cooking shows because it ain't my thing.
He's not a chef. He's a food critic. He was in the he's a big time food critic. He was on Rachel Ray. He was Rachel Ray's correspondent. Popeye's Chicken at the time when Popeye's Chicken dropped the their chicken sandwich. He was in the commercial. He was popping, and he has a Netflix special.
I've probably
called
seen him.
Fresh Fried and Crispy.
But...
Yeah, big guy.
Fresh
big
Fried
guy,
and Crispy.
Yeah, on Netflix.
Okay. Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No doubt. I'm gonna definitely check that out too. But I'm gonna check you out first on the YouTube. But I do want to ask you one question. Yes. I'm trying to move fast. I'm sorry, baby. I'm trying to move fast.
It's okay.
This Thanksgiving is going to be the bomb for you because.
I'm stocked up on Tupperware. So when I go visit friends and family house.
Oh, my like, what?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm that nephew. I'm that cousin. I bring the top line shit. You know, the $30 Tupperware set. You know what I'm saying? 11
yes.
piece, stop playing. The red top.
Oh boy.
I bring the red top. The red top. Rubbermaid, baby. Come on.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Going to like 4 or 5 houses in one day.
Yeah.
You'd be well out. You know what I'm saying?
My trunk is full.
Oh my goodness. But in any case, you said you have 40 million views. How did you do that? Because
yeah, probably
people
more than
up
that
there.
Now.
How did you do it?
Like I said, I was doing collaborations with Dane Drops, and a lot of his fans started following me. And you know, like YouTube, you can have a viral video, but if you're not interested after that, they're gonna unsubscribe. You know, so
right.
from there. So for me,
gotcha.
They just liked me, and then you know, they just kept watching. I had a parent told me that she's a teacher, and she puts my reviews on in the class for recess, and the kids love it. And they always, you know,
really?
They say a lot of my sayings. Yeah, they say a lot of my sayings and stuff.
Oh, that's so cute.
yeah, it's crazy.
So
I didn't
love
even know.
You.
Yeah.
You should do a something series just for the children. You know,
I know,
holiday coming
I know.
Up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
love
you know
that
what?
Gingerbread candy.
It's not that I fall off, but I haven't uploaded in because I've just been busy. I haven't uploaded in a while.
Right.
But because
okay.
I'm trying to revamp my whole everything. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely have a segment of that. I'm still going to keep it clean, not cursing, but, you know, that's a good thing.
No
you can
doubt.
Show it in front of anyone, you know. You can show it in front
right,
of anyone
right.
without a problem, you know.
So. Yes, and that's a good thing, you know what I mean, when it comes to trying to make yourself more than just local. When
mm-hmm.
you're going into national, there's certain things that you cannot do if
yeah.
you want the right following. And this is what I try
right.
to explain to my nieces and my nephews, you know, as they grow up, you know, they love certain
mm-hmm.
songs or whatever, and I get it. You know, I was listening to Ready for the World back in 1984, 85, and my grandmother would flip out, okay, because she hated that
wow.
album. Tonight. Girl, tonight.
Yeah.
That album was the bomb. So,
yeah,
but now, you know, because I love songs. So now these kids are like, listen to stuff that is we would have never been able to hear back in the day.
I know.
I mean,
because they direct, straight direct
yes.
with their lyrics.
Yes.
They
no
straight
imagination.
Direct with the lyrics. Yep. No.
Yeah. No mystery.
No.
Nothing.
No wordplay. No wordplay. Nothing.
Yeah, and I'm like. You're blowing up. All the kids know who you are. You know, I might not know who they are. You know, I had my 3-year-old
right.
niece telling me about, what's her name, Nicki Minaj and these other girls that are, I don't even remember their names. And then she's dancing.
Yeah,
so
I don't even
words.
Remember their name, babe.
Yeah.
I don't even remember their name. This.
I said,
the F Ninja
Mom,
Free.
I didn't know what it was about because she just said, Auntie, can I put on Mickey Minaj? She barely could say it. And I'm like, I don't care. Go ahead, let's put it on. And then my mother, she loved it. She loved it. She got down pat, and I'm saying to myself, okay, these words are not appropriate for a daggone 3-year-old.
No.
So I'm like, uh-uh. I had told my sister when she got home, I'm like, you know what this child listening to? You know, forgive me because
yeah.
I'm ignorant. I don't know what they're saying.
Because they don't got nothing. They don't have anything for the kids. Remember back in the day, they had Soul for Real. They had a whole bunch of kids, R&B groups. There's nothing. It's straight
yes.
adults. And kids don't even play with toys no more. It ain't no toys. It's
no,
just
they
electronics.
Don't.
And it ain't nothing to
they
push
don't.
A button. You'd be right there in adult world.
Yeah.
You know,
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe you can try to change the game, because people, if you got that many viewers, you know, maybe a million of those views are from kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep,
and all I'm saying is just have me on and let me eat some.
Right.
Let's try something.
Let's try something together. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's been a pleasure to have you on. Do you have anything coming up besides the tour? How can people get in touch with you?
You're on the East Coast?
I'm in Connecticut, Fairfield.
Okay, you're
Fairfield,
in Connecticut.
In the Fairfield County area.
Okay.
Remember when you came up to
the
metro?
I do a residency at Foxwoods Casino. At Foxwoods.
Okay.
I do a little, once a month, I'm at Foxwoods Casino at Center Stage. Over there in the Fox Tower. Yeah, they have they do comedy every week at Foxwoods. Called Center Stage.
Wow.
So the next time I'm there, I'm in January. So
January.
Once a month. Yeah.
Once a month.
You just
once
go on the website, you'll see it. You'll see the rundown of who.
And can you
be
give
there.
Everyone the website? Can you give everybody the website?
Oh, my website. Hold on. My website. I'll have that on my website, but the Foxwoods website is just type in Foxwoods, it'll take you there.
Okay, because you're revamping yours, but you do have a website.
I have
everybody.
Website, yeah. You can go to my YouTube. My YouTube is as soon as you type in C-Snacks, I pop up. But what I'm saying, I was revamping it. I'm just changing the intro, the music, the intro. You know, like every season of a TV series, they change the song, they change the intro of the beginning of the, you know what I'm saying? Like how Martin, like every season, it was a different intro. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just going to change that up.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to check it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, my website is comedianchriscsnacksclark.com.
Right. Okay. And they can get you on Facebook, Instagram.
Yep. Yeah. Facebook, I do these. On Facebook is weird. On Facebook, when Chris C-Snacks Clark, I do these voiceovers to animal videos, like, you know.
Oh, like, that is so cute.
Yeah, I do a bunch of voiceovers. Yeah, I got a video that's on there that's 7.8 million of views.
Wow.
In three
months. Wow, congratulations. Yeah. Yes, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if y'all want to laugh, check that out. I don't curse on that either. So,
Right. And that's a good thing. And you keep that up. And you never know. You could be doing voiceovers for a major feature film, for kids or for Eaton or something.
Right.
And being a comedian in there, along with, what's his name? I had Pink Floyd on. His brother, you could be out there doing
it. Yeah, he's killing it. J.B. Smooth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, J.B. Smooth. Yep.
Yep.
But thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it. Finally got you on after years of connecting. So it was the right time and the right place. And I appreciate you taking out your time, because I know you just got back, from traveling, and it's a lot. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome, Sheree. I keep every time you call, I say Sherry and Sheree.
Yeah, Sheree.
Yeah. Yep.
I appreciate you having me. Yes. You have a blessed Thanksgiving, and keep doing what you do. And anybody that's listening, please support him and his endeavors. This is a Connecticut head right here. This is where he's from. So Connecticut, you definitely got to support.
Tap in, Connecticut. Stop playing, man. Stop acting like you.
Yeah.
Connecticut be acting funny, man. When we in town, Connecticut don't support, but. Let two Connecticut person be out of town. Like, yo, what up, yo?
Walk right past me if I'm on the street.
Yes. We, Connecticut, you know, and black people up here, we bougie ghetto. You know, it's a different kind of ghetto. We bougie ghetto.
Man. Right. Right.
You already know.
Man. Different type of ghetto. It don't make no damn sense.
It sure don't.
How you ghetto, but you got a trust fund?
Okay.
He got a trust fund.
For real though.
You got an estate talking about you ghetto. You got an estate.
Exactly. You know what I mean? You can't be having mattresses on the floor with no box spring and no headboard or nothing, and you living in a mansion. Come on, that's just ignorant.
Got a four-car garage.
Exactly.
I'm keeping it real in these streets.
Ain't keeping nothing real. Ain't keeping nothing real. It's just so stupid. But that's Connecticut for you. That's Connecticut.
Yeah.
But you eat good. Eat good
Thank
this
you.
Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving, Christmas, everything.
Okay. God bless.
God bless.
There you have it. That was Chris C. Snacks Clark, who's originally from Connecticut, is out in Nevada and doing his thing. So continue to support him and Mo Green, who is from Connecticut as well. I'm going to play a little bit of music, come back, and just quickly go over some of the names of people who have graced this show. And if my mouth get tired, I'm just going to stop, okay? For real. Let me see. I'm going to play a little bit of Fred Hammond, No Greater Love.
Tender, erasing my dread.
Okay, that was Fred Hammond, No Greater Love, and I'm going to read some of the people who have graced this show. If you remember being on this show, holler at me, inbox me on Facebook, DM me in Instagram. But in any case, Yo-Yo, the rapper, legend, don't play with my yo-yo. Old heads know who I'm talking about. Donnell Jones, Special Ed. I've interviewed some people through media. So, but most of the names I'm reading, they have actually been a guest on this show, like Melba Moore, CeCe Peniston, J.J. Harrison, Christopher Williams, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Doobie Powell, Curtis Blow, Pastor Curtis Blow, Stacey Ladisaw Jackson, Glenn Jones, who I believe is a pastor as well, D. Lucas, the Green Violinist, Tony Redd, Darren Cookie Moore, Calvin Richardson, Wendell B., J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Isaac Zellner. Oh, yeah, I remember when Carmichael was on. Woo! Lord, Lord, help me get through this. Cool Mike Ski, Wasan Jackson, Craig Kelly, A-Plus Hollywood, Tony Bird, King Mafioso. Those are the two winners so far. Jonathan Du Bois, Jr. and Sr., Ane Du Bois, Kim Mathis, Elder Jeanette Green Washington, Pastor Joseph Green, Avis Daniels, my mom, Andrea Daniels, my sister, and Charles. I'm sorry, I got to laugh this right here. Sebastian Tribby, LaVon Briggs. I'm going to tell you why I'm laughing, because he said he was related to two famous people, and he really wanted to be on the show and talk about it. And when I got him on the show, he reneged and said he wasn't related to them. So that's why I'm laughing. Anyways, I love Charles. Jonathan Gates, Mika Jean, Hope Flood, Howie Bell, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Capone, Jay Alexander, Gerald Kelly, FSW, Pastor Brown, Janice Dempsey, Riff, Easy Taylor, Keisha Rainey, Judith Seeley, Darren Cookie Moore, A. Curtis Farrell, the producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, Rashawn Langley, Kiki West, Tiffany Tizell, Omar Wilson, Phoenix Fire, Jay the Comedian, Misconduct, Ricky Allen Drawn, Jade Trini Goring, Coffee Goring, Deborah Williams of Her Game 2, Don Nod Nottingham of The Stylistics, Midnight, Sonia Hudson Payne, Trina Seymour Bowers, Lauren G., Sheila McCoy, author M.L. Brooks, Odelia, Pastor Felicia Cunningham, Marcia Sapp of New York, Carissa Dow, violinist of New York, John Hinton, Bernadette Barnes of New York, Prophet Ramai Jubilani, Ashley Mondesis, Pierre Guten, Pastor Arlene Henry, Kent Barrett, Lou Humphrey of BSE Recordings, Jerry Green of WYBC, Rasheem Dixon of WYBC, Steve Wallace, Sierra Clark, Lyle Hassan Jones, Songbird, Natalia, a.k.a. Songbird, Dave Farrell of California, Travis Sims, Jason V. Watts, Dwight Lamar of New York, Herb Boyd Jr., Tyrone Dunmore, a.k.a. Terrible T, Candace Rena, Bobby Ramos, John Lawson, Matthew Kirkwood, former assistant producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, Big T, formerly of WDJZ, Michelle Nicole, Kia Swint, Satanya Ford, Damon Cook, Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, Maris Goldstone, Jerome Pierre, Tamar Jerome Pierre, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, Robbie Jenkins, Marilyn Moore, Najia McKenzie, Najia Treat, Gloria Cummings, Darlene McGee, both of the of radio shows. I just can't remember which one. Pastor Gene Smith, Dr. Green, all from radio, Rodney Bethia, Lynn Mosher, Darlene Addison, Chandra Shabazz, Carolyn Smith, Kayla, Nini Ali, Mr. Council, Frankie Brady, Elder Savanda Gaskew of Channel 5 in Hartford, Pamela Wright of Channel 5 in Hartford, Spencer Camp, Quinn Jackman, Amari Daniel Bay, Jennifer Armistead, Robert Williams of Blue Magic, Jazz E. Matt, Dr. Jamal Bryant, Jamaica Morrison, Bishop Ernest Richards, Michael Jones, formerly of Channel, I think, 88 here, he moved, Denzel Williams, Gina Blaze, Connie Johnson, formerly of 88.5, Lamar Taylor, James Fountain, Lisa Mellers, Jeanette Zacks, David Davis, Anthony E. Brown Jr., Ernell Grant, Brian DeCauzy, Doremius Williams, Matt Jones, Sheena Bailey, Cool Bubba Ice, Humphrey Bogart, Marlon Randolph, Asante M. Robinson, Johnny Lemon, Karina Fort, Tishy Anderson, Renee Love, Treasure Marie, Steve Wallace, Ebony Vanek, CeCe Lee, Kaylee Roselle, Top Notch Band, Norman Tappan, Monique Smith, other people that I've interviewed, Vicky Winans, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Donnie McClurklin, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Jennifer Holiday, Damian Marley, Little John, Sierra, Little Bo, Elephant Man, Terry Crews, a couple of members of the Clark Sisters, Mary Mary, Bobby Valentino, Diedrich Haddon, some more people from the radio is Nigel, Dr. Jell Dunkley, Janet Dawson, Denzel Williams, Velasquez Singers in New Jersey, Walter Armistead of New York, Ashley Welfare, Walter Taylor, Janice Murray, Lawrence Green of Jersey, Sammy Maximum, John the Apprentice, and many, many more. So thank you so much for tuning in to Talk to Me. Have a blessed and wonderful and safe Thanksgiving. Cluck, cluck. Eat as much as you can, and God bless you. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of, let me see here. Where's my diamond in the rough? Anthony Hamilton, A Diamond in the Rough.
Better babe, looking at you, I can tell you've had hard times in your life. Now it's time for me to make everything right. I'm gonna shower you with lovely things, help you smile again. I wanna get to know you, make it right, so you can breathe again.
You're my diamond in the rough, girl, and I'm here to make it better.
Yeah.
You're my diamond in the rough, girl, and we gon' shine in love together.
I see the scars from the broken heart. Life's got you down.
Life's got you down.
And the bags under your eyes. Have the smiles inside, just tearing you apart. Girl, you're looking at change. I'm a man who prays, and I'm strong in faith. God must have had a plan, placed you in my hand. Let me lead the
you're
way.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl.
Diamond in the rough.
You're a diamond in the rough, girl. We gon' shine in love together.
We gon' shine in love together.
You're a diamond in the rough.